you actually checked me out on it, remember, to get the T-shirt for the level 2. It is that DM32 UV Bofang, so there you go. I consider it entry level. But nevertheless, it is DMR, and I was thinking about going ahead and programming it and having it as an extra, but I could program 4 DMR numbers in it to, you know, be totally kosher, I guess. But then again, maybe we won't bother with it. As long as they got enough radios to go around. Dave said he told Oakland he might bring some loaners. But that begs the question, loaners, and then what the DMR ID, back to square one, what's going to be in there, 1, 2, 3, I guess, or like you said, just a made-up number. I appreciate the knowledge on the relationship of the DMR IV, and like, it's not a call sign. It's not like transmitting without a call sign, put it that way. It's not quite that bad.
And I had heard from a very person more knowledgeable than me, the only person that really gives a crap is the Brandmeister people. So if it's not hooked up to Brandmeister, I don't think anybody cares. So I would be surprised if their mobile repeater is hooked up to Brandmeister. So, which is going to be the primary one. Also, if you're programming it, on that list, that 20 whatever was, their frequency list, those bottom two frequencies, okay, I can hit that repeater from inside my house with a freaking handy-talky. I don't know where that is or how high that is or what have you, but that thing is a freaking powerhouse. And if it's over there, which I'm sure it's somewhere in Oakland County, that repeater is just over the top nice.